Tov Lamed Tes Sif Aleph. Teisha Tivurim Shal Matzah Vechel Shal Chometz Ubar Achba V'Notel Malei Danu Notel Chometz Notel Matzah Nichlis Avayz Botek Tzorach La'atzah Malei Tzorach. She had 10 piles of matzah and one of chometz, and a mouse came in and took something from one of the piles, and you're not aware which ones he took it from. So you have 9 out of 10 chances that he took it from the non-chometz ones. Even so, since you saw the achba taking it away, it has a halacha of kavua. The halacha of kavua is if you see something being taken away from the mokum ha-kavua, then we don't apply the zimim of both, and it's considered a suffix, and therefore you have to do the dig again. Says the Ramah, "Mi lo'im hakikah kodin sheyochel achba lechel tilim hakel sheochel vein tov livdok." If you can add to this an extra piece of heter, that maybe the achba ate up the whole piece of chometz, then you do not have to know the bedika. And so the reason why, like we said before, that if you see the achba taking the chometz, you have to do another bedika. Shekol kavua k'merza merza, like we said, do not rely on the rove over here, since you saw this being taken away from the rove. In this case, we had 9 piles of matzah and one of chometz, and then something got separated from one of those 10, and then afterwards the achbar took it, then you don't have to do the bdika, because since it was already poirish, already separated from the rove, we already say, oh, this piece is a matzah, it's like the rove.